Le'ilu nishmas of kanim mishkalman ben Ravi Melech. Be'ya perek hey mishna aleph. Mashilin peros derech aruba biyantif. One is able to send down, let down fruits through the opening in the roof. They had a trap door in the roof on Yontif. In other words, they were dealing with a slanted roof where the fruits were higher up, and it wasn't such a tircha for him to go and just sort of push them down. Let's say he knew it was going to rain, or it started to rain. Let's say he saw that it was raining, it started to rain. They allowed him to do this tircha of sort of pushing it downwards, where it wasn't such a tircha that it should go through this opening in the roof. However, he's not able to, though, pick it up and send it. Let's say he had a flat roof and there was a window on the walls of the roof. In other words, there was like a maka, like a fence or whatever, around the perimeter of the roof. And this perimeter fence had a window through it. You can't pick up these fruits and throw it out through the window. It should go down to the floor because that's too much of a tircha. So you can do this on Yontif, avaloi b'Shabbos, but you cannot do this on Shabbos. They didn't allow you even to do this type of tircha to save the fruits on Shabbos. Umechasim peiros bakelim mipnei hadelef, and you can cover up fruits with kelim, with any types of utensils, items, bipnei hadalef, from the dripping rain that would come from the roof. And on this, like the Rav points out, we don't say that this is a tircha that's not needed for Yontif, because you're not doing this for Yontif, you're just trying to save the fruits that aren't going to even be used on Yontif. Because of Hefsed Mammon, that you shouldn't lose out, the Rabbanan matered us. V'chein kadayin v'kadei shemen. And also jugs of wine and oil. Taisus Yontif says, the Chiddush here, the Gemara says, even if it's tevel, that you're not allowed to move it because it's muksa, nevertheless, you can still cover it, because, like Taisus Yontif has said in Mishnayos and Shabbos, that we've learned, that a kli can be taken, letzarch davar she'eino nitl, for the purpose of a kli that cannot be moved or taken. Therefore, even if the wine or the oil is muksa, I'm still allowed to cover it because of hefsed mammon. I'm allowed to move something for the tzarech of this item. And the Mishnah ends, v'noisen kli tachas adalof b'Shabbos. We can also put a kli under the dripping rain from the roof on Shabbos. And the Rav says, and if it fills up with water, you then can pour out the water and then just keep it there that it should refill. Taisus Yontif points out, he brings the Ran, that it's dafka water that's fitting to wash with. Because if the water is absolutely disgusting, that you can't even wash with, the water's muksa, and this would be usser to do. You would not be able to put something to catch usser water, because the water is muksa, because it's not usable for anything, dirty water. And by you putting, let's say you put a pan down there, by you putting that down, you're what's called being mevatel kli mehechano. We have this in Shabbos, that you are now taking something that's movable, and once the stuff fills up in it, now the pan is muksa, because it's just like a bussis to the water. It becomes subservient to the water that's inside, that's muksa, and you can't move it. So why couldn't you put the pan there? The pan wasn't muksa before you moved it, because by putting the pan there and you making it immovable now, because it's bottled to the water, it's almost as if it's looked at that you soldered it to the ground, because it's now immovable. So Midrabanan, we don't allow you to set it up this way.